This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced new steps to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations, including tax credits for employers who give workers paid time off to get their shot. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and the president is celebrating reaching his latest goal of 200 million shots administered in his first 100 days in office. Demand for shots is now a bigger issue than supply, as fewer people seek shots in several parts of the United States. Nearly half of the state of Iowa's counties are not accepting new doses because there's not enough demand. Florida's Palm Beach County will close mass vaccination clinics next month with thousands of available slots unfilled. A clinic in the state of West Virginia is opening shots up to people from out of state. An inspection by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found problems at a factory manufacturing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA found the factory in Baltimore, Maryland was dirty, did not follow proper manufacturing procedures, and had poorly trained staff. The Food and Drug Administration released a statement in a 13-page report detailing the findings from its recent inspection of the now-idle Emergent Bioscience factory. Both Emergent and J&J say they're working to fix the problems as quickly as possible. That vaccine is on hold right now due to very rare blood clots. More than two dozen world leaders are set to speak later today on Earth Day at the virtual global summit on climate change organized by President Biden. The global summit is part of Biden's effort to restore U.S. leadership after the dismissive attitude toward the issue of his predecessor, Donald Trump. This is VOA News. Police arrested nearly 1,500 people in a day of demonstrations throughout Russia calling for freedom for imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, whose health reportedly is in severe decline after 3 weeks of hunger striking, according to a group that monitors political detentions. The largest of Wednesday's protests took place in Moscow, where thousands marched through the center city. Some of the people arrested were seized before the protests even began, including a top Navalny associate in Moscow. Navalny's team called the unsanctioned demonstrations, or called for those demonstrations, after weekend reports that his health is deteriorating and his life is in danger. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Wednesday a powerful bomb ripped through the parking area of a five-star hotel, killing at least four people and wounding about a dozen others. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group, through its social media outlets, claimed responsibility for the late-night suicide bombing at a hotel in Quetta, capital of the Balochistan province. In a prepared statement, the militants identified a meeting of local and Chinese foreign officials as the intended target. Pakistan's interior minister said the bombing was a major security breach and a high-level investigation would be ordered to hold those responsible to account. The U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the police department in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis. Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement of the probe comes a day after a jury convicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the killing of George Floyd. The former white police officer was convicted on three counts in the murder of Floyd, a black man who died after being pinned in the street beneath Floyd's Chauvin's knee for more than 9 minutes. In a statement, the Minneapolis police chief said he welcomes the investigation and that he and his department will cooperate fully. A search for an Indonesian submarine that went missing with 53 people on board continued Thursday after rescuers found an oil spill near where the vessel dived, and as neighboring countries pledged to help. Navy spokesman said the 44-year-old submarine was conducting a torpedo drill in waters north of the island of Bali on Wednesday, but failed to relay the results as expected. The Defense Ministry said two Navy vessels with sonar capability have been deployed to assist in the search. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.